The top story of this past week broke on Wednesday afternoon when a former Kemper High School teacher was arrested and charged with sexual misconduct. After a staff member reported allegations of sexual misconduct, Kemper Catholic School theology instructor 23-year-old Sean William Vasky was terminated and charged with felony sexual misconduct. Vasky was arrested Wednesday after an investigation by the Carroll Police Department revealed he had used cell phones and social media to connect with an 18-year-old female student and then engage in sex acts with her at his residence on numerous occasions between December 2017 and June 2018. Vasky was held on a $5,000 bond for the Class D felony charges. Storm Lake authorities report that a 26-year-old man was arrested after using a 7-year-old as a human shield. The arrest occurred on Monday night after 22-year-old Yasmin Torero armed herself with a kitchen knife and threatened Giovanni Ramirez Flores. The 7-year-old suffered minor injuries but did not require medical attention and was removed from the home with two other children by the Iowa Department of Human Services. Torero was taken into custody on Wednesday after she was released from a treatment facility. 53-year-old Darren Mallory of Jefferson was arrested after a 14-year-old male received medical treatment for complications that arose after ingesting an unknown narcotic in the man's apartment on Saturday of last week. The juvenile called for an ambulance, believing he was having a heart attack. Mallory was charged with possession of a controlled substance, drug distribution to a person under 18, possession or control of a firearm while in possession of a controlled substance, first offense supplying a person underage alcohol, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Last Monday, the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office reported a Guthrie Center man had been arrested on felony sexual abuse charges. 25-year-old James Lee Rasmussen is facing a third-degree sexual abuse charge and another for enticing a minor under 13 years of age, both Class C felonies. He also faces three counts of dissemination and exhibition of obscene materials to minors, all serious misdemeanors. And during the most recent Carroll City Council meeting, members reviewed and approved a change order for work at the new City Hall location. The $29,000 cost included new insulated walls, support beams for the conference room area, and pre-wiring for a generator. The council also approved $55,000 plus reimbursable expenses up to $2,000 for OPN Architects Furniture, Fixtures, and Equipment Design Services. This was more than $2,250 above the original cost estimate. The council was assured, however, that the added costs were still well under the contingency amount planned for the project. And Manning's Trestle Bridge may find a place on the National Register of Historic Places after receiving a grant nomination from the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs. The $5,750 nomination grant was one of 9 awards totaling more than $96,000 from the Certified Local Government Program for Historic Preservation. And those are just some of your highlights from the past week. I'm Chantel Grove, News Director, reporting.